Rob Harder, executive director of the Christian Center of Park City, explains that Operation Hope, now in its eighth year, helps underprivileged families with gifts for Christmas.
Last year, we served over 1,500 local kids, both Heber and Park City. We had a toy store. And so what that is people from the community buy all these gifts brand new, or if they're not brand new, at least they're unwrapped. They bring them to the store, and then the parents can come, and they actually select the toys they want for their children. We switched to a toy store concept about 5 years ago, and the idea would be it's just more empowering. And who knows better what their kids want than their parents. And so the parents can choose exactly what they want. It's a great volunteer opportunity. You get to meet a ton of great people from the community. So it's a special, special event.
You can visit the Operation Hope page on the Christian Center's website for an idea of what toys would be good to purchase. Harder explains how they find families for the program.
So we work really closely with the schools. We had a sign up about a month and a half ago. And so it's open to everybody, but we just work really closely with the schools who know these families that really are in need. And so they make sure that those families know about the sign up. And as I mentioned, we'll probably have about 500 families get involved. And it turns out to be about 1,500 kids.
Harder explains how they expanded over into Heber.
Some community members said, this is a fantastic program. We'd like to do it in Heber, not just in Park City. So we're going to do it on the 19th in Park City at St. Mary's. And then on the 21st, on a Friday, we're going to Mount Timpanogos Middle School. And we're going to offer it to Heber. And the community has really rallied around it. And not only will there be a toy store just like we normally do, but they're going to actually have hot meals that they've already put together. And they're going to serve the families that come to go to the toy store. So it's like a full experience that day.
The Christian Center reports that they do not need any more volunteers for the 19th in Park City, but could use some more volunteers for the 21st in Heber. You can still continue to bring gifts to donate through February, December 14th.
Bring gifts to the Christian Center. You may see some Operation Hope boxes around town. There's about 12 locations throughout town, you know, restaurants and different places around town. So you can just put them in that big box that says Operation Hope, or the best is just to drop it off at the Christian Center. And we'd love to record your gift and thank you for what you've done. We're taking them through next Friday. That's the end date.
That's Rob Harder, Executive Director of the Christian Center of Park City. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.